The Richmond Chamber of Commerce is joining forces with the Surrey Board of Trade, calling on the federal government to enhance port investments. The effective and sustainable movement of people and goods is not just critical for employers in Metro Vancouver, but for businesses across Canada, said Shayna Furlong, president and CEO of Richmond Chamber of Commerce. Both organizations have recommended the federal government work with the supply chain industry to invest in digital technology that allow seamless communication with the technology used by large commercial shipping companies. They also asked the federal government to work with provincial and territorial governments to ensure that industrial land is protected so that it may be used to enhance port activity, and guarantee port infrastructure projects across the country receive support and timely investments. The Chamber submitted its proposal to the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, which adopted it and will include it in its 2023 policy resolutions for the federal government's review, according to Furlong. The port strike we saw this summer was a very strong indicator of how important a reliable port system is in the West Coast and across the country, she said. With our proximity to both the Port of Vancouver, Delta Port, and the airport, quite a few of our businesses are involved with import and export. So it is incredibly important to Richmond. And it's also important to Canada as a whole. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.